Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about special Valentine's Day ideas that you can do to strengthen your pillars of intimacy on February 14th or any time of the year.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, "Love is when two hearts find their happy place right beside each other." And I feel like as this episode is being first released right before Valentine's Day, that's probably a good little sentiment to be thinking about here. And, you know, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug, and we do so as a way to celebrate what's going on in the one family, the actions that you're taking, the transformation that you're experiencing. And this hug comes from a Facebook message we received that said, "I found you while looking for relationship podcasts. I'm a traveling auto vendor like Tony, so I spend a lot of time in my work vehicle and have been looking to change things up. I started in December from the first episode, and you guys are, well, extraordinary." I'm now at episode 291.
And I just want to say this. I was doing paintless dent repair way back then, and episode 291 would have been
about 10 years ago. Well, it was probably about
about
5-6 years in.
So, yes. Since then, 2019, I sold that business. So, it's awesome that you are in it, though. I love it.
Yes, and that you're listening to us from the beginning. We always say whenever somebody picks us up from the beginning, just give us grace.
Yes.
That was 14 years ago. But this person goes on to say, "I'm at episode 291, and just the other day, we were talking at dinner, and I had had a trying day and just kind of snapped off. It was rough. I apologized, and we talked it out for a bit and then move on. Fast forward to today where I come to the episode about tone in conversation." And that episode, for those of you that are wondering, is the impact of tone and timing. "After that, I heard Groundhog Day."
Yeah.
And today is actually Groundhog Day. "I feel it is too great of a coincidence that I hear both of these when needed, and what amazing timing. I'm glad to see that you guys are still making episodes and can't wait until I'm finally caught up. Thank you again. I'm also patiently waiting for my Connect Like You Did book to arrive in the mail. We've definitely been living in Groundhog Day for quite some time. Looking forward to making our relationship great."
I love it. Yeah. And hey, I remember those days when I was doing paintless dent repair. I mean, I was listening to so many podcasts. So I get it.
That's how we got started.
Yeah. Literally, it's one of those things where I would listen to others, and we got excited. I got excited about it, and you know, would listen to so many more just driving. And I know many of you do. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. And, you know, as Tony said at the very top of this episode, you know, we're talking about building your six pillars of intimacy right here around Valentine's Day. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this when the episode first releases, and, you know, I'm also telling you this because if you've somehow managed to get to February 13th and you've avoided all the candy hearts and the pink and the red and the roses in the store and things like that, I'm just letting you know right now, it is happening tomorrow. That's your spoiler, your PSA, all of those things wrapped into one. Because there are a lot of people that have a lot of different feelings about Valentine's Day. For years and years, especially if you've listened to this show, you've probably heard us joke about the fact that it's a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, we have said that in the past. Absolutely.
We have said things like there's no need to celebrate it. We've gone to the other extreme where it's like, hey, let's go all out. Mm-hmm. We've said things and done things where it's like, hey, you know what? We don't like going out on Valentine's Day. From a financial standpoint, it's the whole like, we don't want to spend a whole lot of money on the 14th when you can go out on the 13th or the 15th and get the exact same meal or experience for like a fraction of the cost.
And less crowds.
We've done the roses and chocolate route. We've done dinner out. We've done dinner in. We've talked about sex. Like, these are all the things that people are thinking about, and probably a whole lot more when it comes to Valentine's Day. And truth be told, we've done all of those in 27 years of marriage.
And I think that's the cool thing is we can change. We can have decisions and make decisions. Maybe we made decisions 10 years ago to be like, it's a Hallmark holiday and we're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 10 years later and we can make another decision for ourselves and for our marriage. And that's okay, you know? And so I think it is interesting, you know, 14 years of doing the podcast, we've had 14 Valentine's days that we've probably have talked about or discussed in some way, shape, or form. And it is the love holiday, I guess you would call it. And in February, sort of the month of love. And so we've been through it, and we can even go back, and you can go back and listen to the evolution, the change, the growth. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that our marriage is different. It's we have difference of opinions now, or something has changed, and that's okay. In our marriages, we could say something one way, one day, and 2 years later be like, no, like, we're going to celebrate now. Like, we realize, like, back then was, that was where we were. But now, no, we're celebrating because we know how important it is.
And we share that because you guys have the option to grow and change too. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't have to, you know, many of you have been married, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And, you know, it's interesting that even when we, so we published the 6 Pillars of Intimacy back in November of 2021. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, over the last 2-3 years, we've never actually stopped and paused and said, okay, what does this look like to really be intentional about Valentine's Day in light of the 6 pillars?
Right.
Right. As an opportunity to really go, okay, how do we strengthen our marriage? Not just have this like flashpoint, which I think is really what happens for a lot of people around Valentine's Day. It's this moment in time. It's like February 14th. Okay, got to get it all right. And that's that place, right? Where you're thinking, I got to get it all right. I've got to make this perfect. It's all about the 14th. And first of all, I just want to say breathe for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think about if you could actually use the 14th as a launching pad, right? As a place to say, you know what, let's look at the 6 pillars of intimacy and not even all 6. Like, let me be real clear from the start of this episode. We're not talking about nailing all 6, maybe a little pun intended there, on Valentine's Day, but using them as a catalyst, right? As a way to celebrate your love for one another, as a way to strengthen one another. I mean, I will tell you, like, I think back, you know, Tony, you had said a few minutes ago, just how we've grown and changed. Hmm. And I will tell you, you know, a big part of this too is expectations. Like, I think back over some of the more monumental Valentine's Days that we've had. And so Tony and I met in the summer of 94. So Valentine's Day 95 would have been our first Valentine's Day together. We were long distance. I was finishing up my senior year in college. And man, oh man, was this girl convinced that she was going to get Tony to show up unexpectedly with a ring on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, did that happen?
Nope.
What happened instead?
I brought you flowers.
You sent me 3 red roses.
Yeah.
Poor college student. He sent his girlfriend 3 red roses. So that was the thing. Like high disappointment factor, but okay, you know, here we are. 29 years later. But there were, like, I remember the very distinct Valentine's days, you guys, where we're like, oh no, we're definitely going out on the 13th. We're going to like get ahead of the crowd. And then I remember all the Valentine's days where we have said, you know what, Tony is king of saying this is just a Hallmark holiday and we don't need to celebrate it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, it is. It's just like another day.
There were many too in there where we just did nothing.
That was my point.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening?
No, I am listening, but even saying it was a Hallmark holiday.
Oh, you're saying we didn't even go that far. We're just like, it's the 14th, which is the day between the
right. Days. Like, where it was just, it's just a day, who cares? I think there's just, there is that, I guess there may be just a fine line there between like, hey, it's a Hallmark holiday, but I'm still going to get you a card or something. And it's Valentine's Day. Who cares? Like, we're not going to do anything at all. It doesn't even register, I guess, is the other side of that.
Well, and then I was really confronted with this a couple months ago. I was having a coaching session with a couple, and they had found themselves in a similar thing where, like, they didn't really celebrate Valentine's Day or any kind of, like, significant dates. They just sort of, you know, kind of like, eh, whatever. And, you know, whether it was there was no need to celebrate, it's a waste of money. And they found themselves in a place where one of the spouses had had an emotional affair. And I want to be very careful and really emphasize this. That was not the cause of the emotional affair.
Okay.
Right? Like, not celebrating Valentine's Day is not going to lead your spouse to have an emotional, like, that's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is when they started looking back and started thinking about what's going to be part of our healing journey, they started to look at situations where they could celebrate one another, where they could engage one another, where they could say, hey, this is actually a day that is significant and we can do something here. And, you know, we get into anniversaries and we get into Valentine's Day and things like that. And so it was really interesting to hear this journey that they'd gone on to say, you know what, we can take Valentine's Day, this day that we thought was a waste of money and a Hallmark holiday and all of these types of things, and we can define how we as a couple, looking at the framework of the six pillars of intimacy, are actually going to celebrate and use a day like Valentine's Day as a tool, right? Not as this, like, holy grail that we've got to get all right, but as a tool to remind ourselves, you know what, here's another day in February that we can be very intentional about our marriage.
And I think the big thing there too is celebrate. And I think that's something many of us can feel like we don't do in our marriage, right? Even in our private Facebook group, you know, the One Family private Facebook group. It's interesting to me because I'll put things up sometimes of like, share a win. It's basically share a way to celebrate you and your spouse and something you did. And I'm in a number of business organizations. I'm around a lot of entrepreneurs. I speak to them a lot. Obviously, I was just at PodFest. I do different things. I went to Traffic and Conversion. And it's really interesting to me because I live in these two worlds at times where I'm talking to entrepreneurs and other folks. And one of the big things we always do is we celebrate. We talk about wins because we want to know, what are you doing that's making an impact in your world to those that you serve? But when I ask that on, say, our private Facebook group with the One Family, it's really tough. Like, I don't hear anything sometimes. And I'm thinking, we have things to celebrate. And Valentine's Day can be one of those days where we do get to celebrate. It's not the only day. Like we said it at the top of the episode, like I said, it be February 14th or any other day of the year. We need to celebrate our marriage.
Well, and it's interesting to even hear you say that because folks that have coached with me over the last couple of years know that one of the ways that I start a conversation is, tell me your wins. Where have you had a win since our last session? And why do I ask that? Because I want to know where, like, let's start on a positive note. And that's really, like, when you look at this, it's about finding what the win is going to be for the two of you on a day like Valentine's Day. Because it may not, you know, not everybody wants a card. Not everybody wants roses or chocolates or dinner out or dinner in. But it's going to this place of saying, hey, what's going to be significant? Like, what's going to resonate with you? I don't want to just do what everybody else does. I mean, literally, you guys, I was in CVS last week picking up something for one of the kids. And, you know, you walk into any store like that around Valentine's Day, and there's at least one or two aisles that is literally just red and pink. And I took a video because it hit me so much that, like, there's just the cards and the chocolates and the teddy bears and the headbands with, like, the wavy hearts on them and all of this kind of stuff. And it's great. And, but if that's not what matters to your spouse, if that's not what's going to strengthen your pillars of intimacy, then just walk down that aisle. I did not stop there. I actually took a little video because I was just like, I got to do something with this. But I know that that's not what's significant to Tony. Right. And that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about how the two of you can look at those six pillars of intimacy and use that as a tool on the 14th or any other day to build your marriage. And we're going to talk about that after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So we're back. And we're talking about how to use the six pillars of intimacy to celebrate Valentine's Day or any special day. And we know every week that there are some of you that are brand new to the One family. And if you are brand new and you're like, Lisa, you keep using that phrase, six pillars of intimacy. What does that mean? What are they? I'm just going to give you a quick rundown. They're in more detail in the book, but emotional, physical, financial, spiritual, recreational, and sexual are the six pillars of intimacy. And each one of them are important. They don't stand, like, they're not silos, they're interdependent. And especially when you're using them to, like, build your marriage, to celebrate a special day, you can look to how can we get them interacting? How can we, like, maybe tap into one or two of them to really go, huh, what can I do today? What can I do to make something significant for you? And recently on Instagram stories, we put a poll up with the question, thinking of the six pillars of intimacy, what would be a meaningful Valentine's Day? And I love it when we put these types of questions up because the One family is so responsive. And so I want you to know these are suggestions that your peers said. This wasn't like Tony and Elisa's master list that we're just pulling out for, you know, this Valentine's Day episode. This is what couples just like you are talking about. And what I want you to hear in this list as we share these ideas is how would this work in my, it's not what I want you to hear. It's what I want you to think. How would this work in my marriage? Would this be something my spouse wants? Would this be something that I could put my own spin on and really make into something special for the person that I'm married to?
Well, and I think you can ask your spouse this question, thinking of the six pillars of intimacy. What would be a meaningful Valentine's Day to you? And then
keep it simple. Just ask the question.
In literally, you could ask them that. You could text them that. You could email them that. You could put it on a note and say, we're talking about that later tonight or tomorrow. But it may be that question, that little conversation starter that allows the two of you to celebrate in your own special way.
Wow.
And I think that's what's always at the forefront for Elisa and I. When we're looking at the One family, it's not about Elisa and I and what we're doing. Yeah, you get to hear what we do and you can sometimes relate, right? You can relate and go, man, that's where we are right now, or no, that's not where we are. And that's cool. And yet what's even better is that you make your marriage extraordinary. You're creating your extraordinary marriage. You're creating the Valentine's Day that the two of you feel like, hey, that was awesome. We strengthened our pillars of intimacy. We got close. We got connected. That's what intimacy is, right? We did something that gave us a special moment together where we can go, that was really fun. Now, who cares what's shown on Instagram? And I will tell you this sort of stuff when it comes to social media. More times than not, you won't see Elisa and I at every single dinner, every single beach walk, every single time we're on a walk and talk or in the car or things of that nature. A lot of those are just memories that are imprinted in our minds. That's it for her and I. And that's all that need. That's all that we need. It's only for us. And hopefully as you ask that question of yourself and even to your spouse, you'll come up with a special moment looking at your six pillars of intimacy to have a Valentine's Day you can celebrate.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of these ideas.
Yeah, let's do.
When it comes to emotional intimacy, some of the suggestions were talking together, a sweet card, being present. That being present is a present. I'm just going to throw that out there. But the one that not only did somebody comment here, but it came up in one of my coaching sessions just yesterday, was a sweet love note with a few words of the things you still love about me. And the reason I think this one struck is because this couple had been, has been through a breach of trust. There's been a lot going on. And when that happens, and it, every marriage has gone through something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a breach of trust. But those words about why you still love me, or what you still love about me, mm-hmm. goes beyond just the I love you. It answers the question, what do you see in me? Mm-hmm. And every, I would venture to say, every person wants to know that they are seen. So that was a really powerful, when I saw that one, I wanted to land on it just a little bit, because mm-hmm. that's something that...
Well, here's the thing too. Saying I love you, quick, it's easy. When you actually have to sit down and write a few words of the things you still love about your spouse, what I would suspect is that the appreciation is you took time. There was some time for that person, if that's your spouse, was just like, you really took some time and sat and thought about me. That makes me feel special. Mm-hmm. And sharing that in a little love note is that emotional intimacy. When we get to physical intimacy, we had old-fashioned parking. So I'm thinking
Make-out session.
Which, you know, is always fun, especially if you have an awesome overlook, or just sort of like finding that place to go park. You know, here in San Diego, that's a little tough because we have so many dang people. But I will have to say, as we drove through Missouri and Oklahoma, I was sort of scoping out areas like, wow, there's a lot of areas out in this part of the country where we could literally pull off on the side of the road and have a lot of fun and not worry about one thing happening.
Funny, I was thinking about our drive to Red Rock when we were in Vegas. Red Rock? No.
Red Rocks.
Yeah, Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Just a few of those overlooks.
Yeah, those were amazing up there.
So clearly the United States of America has a lot of places, just, you know.
Yep.
Always our caveat, be responsible for what you're doing in your car, and we take no responsibility for what you all do in your car.
Yeah.
Obey all local laws.
Obey those local law and regulations. Holding hands. Hey, we're going to just hold hands. An extra long kiss.
And I have to say, yeah, this came up in a coaching session. Not that we've been talking about Valentine's Day in my coaching sessions, but there's been a lot of just the different pillars of intimacy. And one couple, they're really cute. They hold... I see them do it in my coaching sessions. They will like hold pinkies. It's like this little finger touch thing that they've got going on. And you may have your own little thing. Do it. Mm-hmm. Like I told them the other day, sometimes you just got to remember to keep it simple and just touch each other.
Yep.
Just touch each other. Financial intimacy. And this is just one that I'm just going to throw out there. This is actually Annalisa. Think about your budget and your finances before you go plan Valentine's Day. Just if you have to stay in a budget, if you've agreed on a budget, honor it.
Yeah.
So that you don't have any financial stress on the back end of Valentine's Day.
I think that's great. Recreational intimacy. We got a thoughtful, planned out date, not just what do you want to do. And this is something that we have talked about so many times. You know, you jump in the car and it's just so what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And it's just us back and forth. And it matters when one of us, and I'll even call out my husband, jump in the car and just say we're doing something. Mm-hmm. And I know I can get lackluster on this at times and just be like, hey, Elise, whatever you want, I'm cool. Let's just go do it. But I do find it when I just go, we're going here. Let's go do it. She's just like, great, let's go. And it goes vice versa, right? I mean, wives... It's also nice for you to just go like, I just want to have pizza tonight. Great. Let's go have pizza.
It's like I tell my bold wives in the Bold Wives Club, you know, there is a gift in being decisive.
There is.
That's why that's the D in bold.
That's right. Being together, laughing, eating, just being. And I love that. I think there are so much. I think there's pressure to make everything just so right at times. Just being, living in the moments. Mm. Again, I said that earlier. I think if we can live in those moments and just feel comfortable around each other, those are times to celebrate. And I personally, myself, love those moments, especially with our lives and, mm-hmm. And how much we've been running around lately. Get to the outdoors, go for a picnic, sit around a fire, go make some s'mores.
I love that. I've never thought about s'mores in February, but that suggestion came in and I'm like, that would actually be a lot of fun.
That would be. Lunch in the park. Mm-hmm. I love that one even too, because it doesn't need to be in the evening.
Come on.
Right? Your Valentine's Day event, whatever that may be, doesn't need to be dinner out with candles and all that. It could be lunch in the park, you know, just enjoying one another. Obviously, for those of you in colder weather areas, you may want to bring your space heaters, your portable heaters. You may want to bring your blankets.
About the little pods like we saw at Chick-fil-A the other day when it was raining.
It's been rainy like nuts here in California.
Get a double pod.
It's been really like nuts here. For those of you who have heard in the news, all the mudslides and all of that have been north of us, so we haven't been impacted by that. But yes, the little rain pods, we were, I think, at Chick-fil-A or something, and they had these little rain pods on them and everything. So yeah, get a double rain pod if it's raining and enjoy yourselves. I personally wouldn't be doing that. I don't like, in like when I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, I had to be in enough rain that I think it lasted my a lifetime.
Yeah, you're not a big fan.
I'm not just going to go walk out and hang out in the rain.
Yeah.
So we don't have anything for spiritual intimacy. Nobody
had
mentioned.
Commented about this, but I do want to say that if you are a couple that, or an individual that prays for with your spouse, and Tony and I have done this together over the years, one of the most beautiful gifts and ways that you can be intentional is to say a special prayer of gratitude for your spouse and who they are and what they mean to you. And I would even say, you know, if you can pray that over them, there's a real connection. It's why I say in the book that spiritual intimacy can actually be more vulnerable than sexual intimacy, because hearing those words and actually being in a place to receive them. So that's my two cents on spiritual intimacy.
Yep. And then last but not least would be sexual intimacy.
And this is, you know, we talked about it recently, but what are those romantic gestures? You know, just last week was seductive beginnings. So maybe think about, like, how am I going to do that? Somebody said, knowing that I'm desired postpartum, right? When the body has changed and, you know, you're just kind of like still kind of getting your sea legs, getting your bearings. I would even, you know, add on to this too. It's like maybe this is the day that you try a new position or you're in a different location. Again, obey all local laws, people. Don't. But if you're in your house, I've often said it, you've got a lot more rooms than just your bedroom, right? Or even consider time of day, right? There's nothing that says you have to have Valentine's Day sex at 9 o'clock at night on whatever day that is.
Hey, why not kick off Valentine's Day? Wake up.
It could be a thing.
It might be dark outside. Who cares?
So if it's dark, you can pretend it's nighttime and still have sex in the morning.
There you go. Put on your space heater. Warm yourselves up. And
we tend to have to wait for the heat to kick on in our house in the morning to engage in morning sex, because it'll just give us that like little bit of like, oh, okay.
So as you look at your Valentine's Day, these are some fun and special ideas you can have with one another. So here's the thing. It comes once a year. But it doesn't only have to be celebrated once a year. And I think that's the big thing we really wanted to share today is take time to think about it, do something special for one another, and yet continue to strengthen your six pillars of intimacy day in and day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. Because we know and we've seen it from you, we've heard it from you, that your marriages are being strengthened. You are creating your extraordinary marriage, and that's what we want to see you have. So go out there this Valentine's, enjoy one another, do something special, and share your hug, because we'd love to share it with the One Family. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. Enjoy your Valentine's Day, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.